Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to third. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona is called out on strikes. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kralik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Demeter moves to third. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 3 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona, who is chasing the ball. Thomas reaches third base with a triple. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jake Wood pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Egan now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing first base. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Askew moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kralik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.